KNDY.
And good evening. Welcome from Frankfort High School. For the first time in the year 2020, we are getting ready for some high school basketball action for you this evening in a girl-boy doubleheader between Hanover and Frankfort. The girls are first. Going to go ahead and take a timeout, come back, take a look at both teams after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My Community Bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My Community Bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Bank. Member FDIC. Dial 268-0553 to reach Parthamer Electric, your local electrical expert. With nearly 20 years of experience, contact Parthamer Electric, a locally owned business, for all of your electrical needs. Whether you're looking for installation, operation, repair, or maintenance of your electrical system, count on your local electrical expert, Parthamer Electric.
268-0553. Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Frankfort High Schools. We're getting closer to game number one of our girl-boy doubleheader between Hanover and Frankfort. The girls are first. Let's go ahead and take a look at both teams. The visiting Hanover Lady Wildcats coming to the ballgame with a 4-0 record, and they will start 5'6 senior McKenna Juniman, 5'9 senior Kadley Stahlbaumer, 5'10 senior Emma Bruna, 5'10 senior Tiana Losey, and 5'10 sophomore Allison Juniman. For Frankfort, they come into the ballgame with a 3-2 record. They'll start 5'9 senior Allie Tomer, 5'6 junior Aubrey Rose, 5'10 junior Mariah Broxman, 5'9 senior Kenan Brandt, and 5'10 senior Tara Fox. Just a couple more minutes up on the pregame clock. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Call Cruzy Dozer Service for all of your dirt work needs, including terrace building, tiling, or tree removal. They'll level ground for houses or other buildings, dig for foundation, and can finish landscape preparation. Dozers, excavator, skid loader, grader, and dump trucks ready to go to work. Call Cruzy Dozer Service at Frankfort, 713-1508, or find them on Facebook.
Your opportunity, your solution, your success. That's Soothers Feeds approach, and that's what sets us apart. I'm Leanne Litton, and I invite you to experience the Soother difference. We're about visiting the ranch, walking your pens, and weighing the options to develop a ration combination that will be the most efficient and profitable for your business. Soothers, a family-owned company that identifies opportunities and applies solutions for your success. Soother Feeds in Frankfort and online at SootherFeeds.com. Soother Feeds, where your success is our success.
You've reached Billy Bob's Propane. Nobody can take your call now, but somebody will get back to you, sometime.
Yeah, this is Frank Jones, and I'm switching propane companies. Why? Wanklin Oil has more to offer, and to be honest, better prices. They also gave me options to fit my budget, and in case you don't remember, I called last week because I was nearly out of propane. You never called me back. I'm now out of propane.
Switching propane dealers is no big deal. Call Wankland Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Wankland Oil, we've had the energy since 1926.
Midwest Products of Hanover offers ready-mix concrete, available from four locations, Hanover, Washington, Lynn, and Clay Center. Midwest Products handle rock and sand. They have concrete construction crews available. And Midwest Products features crane rental. Quality employees help produce quality products. Midwest Products, Hanover. Phone toll-free, 1-800-371-2252.
If you are searching for a pleasant family restaurant with a delightful atmosphere, stop looking. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover is what you want. They feature hot meals at moderate prices, comfortable seating, and good service. Their friendly staff will make sure you enjoy your meal and that it is served quickly and piping hot. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover, Kansas is the restaurant to go to often and take your hearty appetites anytime. For the past 50 years, ask anyone the best place to dine, and they'll mention Ricky's Cafe, Hanover, serving this community for 50 years.
F&A Construction will build it right. Call today for a quick quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. Enjoy your home more and increase its value with F&A Construction. They'll tackle your every project to make sure it's done right. For complete construction services, call on F&A Construction today at 292-4692. That's 292-4692.
Welcome back to Frankfort High Schools. We're just getting a little bit closer to tip-off here in game number one between Hanover and Frankfort. The girls are first. Both teams are getting some last-second instructions. They have not announced the starting lineups here. Not sure if we're doing the national anthem between... Well, I think we're about to do it. Again, we'll just go over the starters real quick for Hanover. It's McKenna Gentleman, Kathy Stahlbomber, Emma Bruna, Tiana Losey, and Allison Gentleman. For Frankfort, it's Allie Tomer, Aubrey Rose, Mariah Brockerman, Kenan Brandt, and Tara Fox. Hanover 4-0 so far in this young season. They're averaging 54.5 points a ball game, giving up only 37. Frankfort, they are 3-2. They're averaging 49 points a ball game and giving up 39. The boys' game, of course, will follow this one. Frankfort 0-1 in TVL play. Hanover is 1-0. Hard to believe that the TVL tournament is rapidly approaching. It'll be, what, a week and a half? Not next week, but the week after that. Not sure when the seedings come out for that. Hanover in their road blues, white numbers and red trim. Frankfort in their road or home white with red numbers and gray trim. Pretty decent crowd on hand here for you this evening. It is also King and Queen Court of 2020 here in Frankfort. Queen candidates are Kenneth Brandt, Grace Ressman, and Haley Jones. The King candidates are Brandon Busman, Brian Joseph, and Kate Schreiner. Yep, we are going to do the national anthem, so we'll step aside, come back, get you ready for the tip-off. After this, you're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Flint Hills Mechanical is a call away for your plumbing work, heating, and air conditioning. Backed up or won't drain? Call Flint Hills Mechanical. New and existing plumbing work, plus heating and air conditioning, as well as custom sheet metal service. Call on Flint Hills Mechanical. Find them on Facebook or give them a shout at 785-313-0103. Flint Hills Mechanical, Frankfort.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Starting lineups have been announced. The national anthem has been played, and we're ready for some basketball action here for you this evening. Frankfort and Hanover. As both teams heading to the center circle. Ball tipped up and controlled by Hanover. Gianna Losey with the ball quickly going down low to a wide open Allison Juniman puts it up and in. So Hanover wasting no time getting up on the board. They guard the inbound, but then back up once Kenneth Brandt gets the inbound. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes over the left side, three-point shot on the way by Aubrey Rose. No good. Hanover quickly down the other side. And Losey with a nice bullet pass to McKenna Juniman. And Hanover off to a quick 4-0 lead, 40 seconds into the ballgame here. Mariah Brockman, she'll drive to the free throw line, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded underneath by Allison Juniman. Juniman gives it to Losey. Losey up the floor, crosses midcourt. She'll go over to the left side. Now to Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer on the left wing. She's going to drive all the way underneath the basket. Stops on the block. Kicks it out. Back over to Emma Bruna. Bruna kicks it up top to McKenna Juniman. Juniman, one dribble to Losey. Losey gets the pick. Comes around to the left side. Has a wide open lane. And she'll lay it up and in. 6-0. Hanover on top. Inbound to Mariah Brockman. Guarded by Losey. Losey will back off of her a little bit. Brockman brings it up across midcourt. Goes over the left side to Kenan Brandt. One dribble right back to Brockman. She'll drive to the top of the key. Swings it out over the right side to Rose. Rose now over to Tara Fox. Fox loses the handle on the ball, and Hanover's going to pick it up. McKenna Juniman comes up with a loose ball over to Tiana Losey. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Now over the left side to Emma Bruna. Bruna on the wing to Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer drives it, kicks it back out over to McKenna Juniman. Now to Losey. Tiana, she'll dribble to her left, gives it right back to Juniman, swings it over to Stahlbommer on the left wing. She'll dribble penetrate to the sideline, picks it up. Now up top over to Juniman, alone for three, rims in and out, no good. Rebounded by Tara Fox. Fox gives it to Aubrey Rose, who will push it up the floor for Frankfort to Brandt. Kenan Brandt swings it back to the left side. Now to Brockman. Brockman going down low. Nice pass into Allie Tomer. Shot off the mark. No good. Stahlbommer with a rebound. Long pass is going to be tipped and intercepted by Aubrey Rose. So Frankfort will get the turnover. She'll cross midcourt over to Brockman. Now to Kenan Brandt. Brandt drives baseline going into Allie Tomer. Knocked out of her hands from behind by Allison Juniman. Tiana Losey quickly up to four to Stahlbommer on the left side. Just inside the three-point line. She'll go up top over to Emma Brenna. She'll pull up a three. No good. Tara Fox with a rebound. Aubrey Rose with the ball for Frankfort. She'll push it up across midcourt. Swings it over to the right side to Brockman. Brockman going down low to Tara Fox. Passes too high. Goes over her head. Tegan Zabotrowski and Emily Hendrickson in for Hanover. And Keisha Shirley in for Frankfort. 4:55 to play here in the first quarter. Stahlbommer all alone, no good. Rebound by Allie Tomer. 6-0, Hanover lead. Kenan Brandt with the ball now over to Rose. Rose, left side, back to Brandt near the top of the key. Over the right side now to Casey Shirley. Shirley on the wing beyond the three-point line to Kenan Brandt. Brandt dumps it off into Tomer, but it's intercepted by Zabotrisky. She'll push the ball all the way up the floor, and she tries to stop. And she was going to do one of two things. She was either going to be called for the foul or called for the travel, and she's called for the foul. And Frankfurt is going to take a timeout. We will take one as well. Hanover on top, 6-0. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Quality health care dedicated to your satisfaction. That's the standard of the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, your choice for quality care right where you live. Caring is our calling. Call us at 337-2214.
4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Hanover on top, 6-0. Hanover is applying some pressure, three-quarter court. Over to Brockman. Brockman lobs it to Kenan Brandt. Still pushes across midcourt. Down to Allie Tomer, but the pass is too high and off the mark. Goes out of bounds, and Hanover will get it back. Avery Barons checking into the ball game for Hanover. Tiana Losey with a ball for Hanover. She'll walk it up across midcourt. She'll go over to the right side to Zabotrisky. Into Juneman. Juneman on the block. Turn around. Got a piece of it. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Aubrey Rose. Rose, long pass. Casey Shirley with a ball. Over Kenan Brandt. Brandt back over to Rose. Rose directing traffic on the left wing. Goes over to the right side to Brockman. Brockman to Shirley. Shirley, one dribble, high post, Allie Tomer. She'll turn, gives it to Kenan Brandt. She'll drive baseline. Shot short. Tiana Losey with a rebound. And Kenan Brandt reaches across the body trying to get the ball back, and she'll be called for the foul. So it'll be her first and the team's first. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Hanover started out with a bang. Three quick baskets. About a minute 45 into it, and kind of gone silent the last almost 2 minutes. Still 6-0. Hanover with the lead. Zabotrisky with the ball up top now. Over to Juneman. Juneman, she's alone. She's going to pull up for three. Shot back in the rim. No good. Brockman with the rebound. Brockman pushing the ball up top the timeline. Dribbles left. Now goes right. Over to Shirley. Shirley, one dribble to Brandt. Right back to Shirley. Now up top to Fox. Fox near the top of the key. In the corner to Kenan Brandt. She'll drive baseline, goes underneath the basket, kicks it out to Rose. Rose, dribble penetrates, out over to Shirley for three, rims in and out, no good. Brockman with the rebound and put back, that's no good. Fight for the board, Tiana Losey comes up with it for Hanover. Quickly up the floor, she'll drive to the right side, now over to Barons. Barons, one dribble, now swings it over to the left side to Henderson. She'll pull up for three, shots out of the rim, no good. Rebound tracked down by Casey Shirley. Shirley, she'll bring the ball up across the timeline. Goes over to Kenan Brandt, and the pass was it tipped by Hanover? It was not. They're going to say it is Hanover ball. Emma Bruna back into the ball game for Hanover. 2:31 to play here in the first quarter. Hanover on top, 6-0. Tiana Losey with the ball. She'll try to the right side. Picks up her dribble now to Zabotrisky. Left wing now to Henriksen. Henriksen back up top to Zabotrisky for three. Rims in and out. No good. Kenan Brandt with a rebound. And then a foul is going to be called on Zabotrisky. And that'll be her second. In Brown, the case is Shirley. Still on the right side of the timeline. She's got to get a cut. Now she does. Over to Brockman. Brockman holds on the left wing. In the Brockman. Brockman jump stop in the lane. Back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Losey. Kiana pushing the ball up the floor. She'll drive to the free throw line, out over the right side to Barron for three. Rims in and out, no good. Fight for the loose ball on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. And I can't see the possession arrow from the side. I think it's Frank. Yeah, it's Frankfurt's ball. McKenna Juneman back in the ballgame for Hanover. Hanover applying full court pressure on the inbound. They'll get it in to Broxman. Started by Losey, then she'll back it up a little bit. Broxman brings it up cross midcourt. Over to the left side to Aubrey Rose, right in front of the Hanover bench. Cross court pass to Shirley. Into Broxman, and Broxman's called for the travel. Segan Atkins into the ballgame for Hanover. 1.5 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0. Hanover with the lead. Goes through the ball now. Top over to Bruna. Bruna lose the handle on the ball. It's going to go out of bounds, and Frankfurt will get it back. Tara Fox checking back into the ballgame for Frankfurt. Inbound to Broxman. Mariah turns, squares. Now she'll dribble up the floor. Here comes the trap. Still on the right side of the timeline. She'll get it up across midcourt. Still with her dribble. Nice spin move over the right side to Shirley. Shirley, she'll clear it out. Now over to Kenneth Branch. She's called either for the travel or the double dribble. She did both. Trying to go through traffic, and I have been guilty of that a few times myself. 1:04 to play here in the first quarter. Like I said, started out with a bang with about 1.5 minutes into the ballgame. Hanover was on top 6-0. They would see no scoring since. Hanover the ball. Up top. Over to Juneman. Juneman to Losey. Just inside the three-point line. Over to Emma Bruna. Bruna, one dribble back to Losey. Losey looks up at the clock. Will they go for the final shot with 40 seconds to play in the quarter? 6-0. Hanover with the ball. Losey over to the left side to Bruna. They're just playing four corners. Looks like they are going to go for the final shot. Atkins with the ball at the free throw line. Over to the left side to Barron. Barron, nice. Bounce pass to the left side to Emma Bruna. Puts it up and in. Casey Shirley with the ball. Here comes the trap. Picks up her dribble. All over the right side to Brand. They better hurry up and get it up across midcourt. They're going to flip it up, and it's going to be intercepted by Losey. Losey to Atkins on the left block. Lays it up and in. Big pressure by Hanover. Broxham over the ball as we wind down the first quarter. Losey's going to tip the ball away. At the end of the first quarter, Hanover on top 10-0. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas. A Plyout Wildcat Booster, that's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
71 degrees all the way.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits. So enjoy a new degree of comfort this winter.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service and all brands of equipment. Call B&W Electric in Hanover, your local Rheem contractor, at 785-337-2598 today.
8 more minutes back up on the clock as we start quarter number two. Hanover will start with the ball and the lead, 10-0. Atkins with the ball over the left side to Avery Barons. Barons back up top. Now Stahlbaum over the ball. We got a whistle here away from the ball. I'm not real sure what the call was. He immediately, the official blew the whistle, then pointed to Frankfurt bench. No technical or anything was given. I'm not real sure what happened. Stahlbaum with the ball for Hanover. on the left wing, cross-court pass over to Bruna. She'll pull up for three, rims in and out, no good. Atkins with a rebound, and she is fouled on the putback attempt. It's no good, but she'll go over the line to shoot two. I think they got that up. Yeah, Tara Fox picks up the foul. And the first free throw is good by Atkins. And the second one is good. And Atkins is going to steal the inbound pass. Juneman with the ball at the free throw line. Shot back in the rim and will roll in. Inbound to Kenan Brandt. Brandt crosses midcourt. Over to Brockman. Brockman, she's going to drive baseline and she'll lay it up and in. So Frankfurt gets on the board. They trail it 14-2. Emily Henriksen with the ball on the right wing. Bounce pass. Down low to Bruna. Bruna rolls in and out. No good. Kenan Brandt with the ball. She'll bring it up cross midcourt. Over to the left side now to Aubrey Rose. Now back to Kenan Brandt. Brandt back to Rose. Back to Brandt. Right wing for three. High arcing shot. Rims in and out. No good. Comer with a rebound. And she is fouled on the putback attempt. So she'll go to the line. She'll be shooting two. Fouls on Atkins. Allie Tomer gets two free throws. First one is good. Okay, so Shirley back into the ballgame for Frankfurt. Tomer's second free throw is up, and she'll hit that one as well. 14-4. Hanover leads, 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Quickly down the floor over to Henriksen. She'll waste no time. Pulling for three, and she'll hit it. 17-4. Hanover with the lead. Inbound to Kenan Brandt. Brandt, one dribble. Back over to Shirley. Shirley now to Brockman. Brockman is going to be fouled by Atkins. It'll be her second. Avery Behrens back into the ballgame for Hanover. No shooting. Team's fourth. Inbound to Kenan Brandt near the mid-center circle. Left side to Shirley. Into Tomer. Tomer on the left block. No good. Stahlbommer, I think, gets the block. And then they tie it up with Tara Fox and Stahlbommer. So the jump ball. Well, now... now that official on the other side blew the whistle and then pointed at the Hanover bench. I mean, no one was, like, on the floor or anything. Well, that's twice now. Officials have blown the whistle and then pointed at the benches, but nothing came out of it. Allie Chalmer with the ball on the right block. Shot no good. Losey with a rebound. Sienna up the floor. And a technical foul is going to be called on, I'm going to assume, Chris Beichman. Well, like I just said, the official blew the whistle and pointed to the bench. From the angle I was at, I wasn't real sure if they were pointing at Beichman or not. But apparently that might have been the case because it wasn't, what, 10, 15 seconds later they blew it again. And this time, Allie Chalmers is at the line. Free throw is up and no good. And this is where my Nebraska ignorance is going to show. In Nebraska, if you get a technical foul, you have to remain seated for the rest of the ballgame. I don't know if that's the case here. He is sitting now, so it quite possibly could be. So So Alex Elmer hits that free throw. They will get the ball back. 17-5. Hanover with the lead. Let's see if Frankfurt can kind of capitalize on this situation here. Broxton with the ball off the free throw line. Over to Fox. Fox to Tomer. And we got a 3-second violation that is called on Tomer. So the bucket is no good. Kiana Losey with the ball for Hanover. Over to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer left wing. She's going to drive the lane. And she is going to be fouled. That's going to be on Sarah Fox, and that'll be her second. McKenna Juneman and Emma Bruna back into the ballgame for Hanover. Aubrey Rose back in for Frankfurt. Stahlbaumer will inbound it underneath her own basket to an all-alone Emma Bruna, and the shot is no good. She tried to go up again. It's going to be a jump ball, but she is not happy with him. She was wide open. Just put a little too much English on the ball and it rimmed out. Hanover gets the ball back on the jump ball. Gets down to Hendrickson. Hendrickson over to the left side to Juneman. Juneman cross court to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer left wing. Now over to Juneman. Juneman back to Stahlbaumer. She'll spot up for three. Side of the rim. No good. Broxman rebound. Broxman pushing it up the floor. She'll cross midcourt. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Nice pass to Kevin Grant. She'll put it up and in. Quickly down the floor. Kiana Losey will stop and pop for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Casey Shirley. 4:50 to go here in the half. 17-7. Hanover with the lead. Broxman bounce pass to Rose. She'll pull up for three. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound tip, bouncing around. It goes out of bounds, and they say it's Hanover ball. Sagan Atkins back into the ball game for Hanover. Hendrickson goes out. 4:40 to play here in the half. 17-7, Hanover with the lead and with the ball. Stahlbaumer, left wing, picks up her dribble. Now over to Atkins. Atkins, top of the key. Over to the right side to Juneman. Juneman back to the left to Stahlbaumer. She'll get a pick from Atkins. Has a wide open lane. Lays it up and in. Inbound to Shirley. Shirley to Broxman. Broxman to Rose. Rose bounce pass is tipped and taken away by Bruna. Here comes Hanover. Losey, top of the key. Hands it off to Juneman. Juneman gets a pick. Comes around to the left side. It was tipped by Rose, so she'd have been able to get it without being called for over back. Over the left side now to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer is going to Atkins. Pass is too high on the pick and roll, and it goes out of bounds. Frankfurt will get it into Shirley. Okay, so Shirley's pass is tipped by Losey, and then Losey loses the handle on it. And Aubrey Rose is going to be fouled by Atkins, and that's going to be her third. Team six, so no shooting yet. Casey Shirley gets the inbound. Now to Rose, back to Shirley. She'll spot off for three on the left side. Looks good, it is good. Hanover on top, 19-10, 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. Juneman gets a pick. She'll drive in the lane and pass to Allison Juneman, and she is fouled. Are they going to say she got off the shot? She kind of chucks it there, putting it to the line. Bobby Rose picks up her first. And Allison Juneman at the line. Free throw is up and good. Twenty to ten, Hanover with the lead with 3:24 to play here in the second quarter. Juneman's second free throw, no good. Kenneth Grant with a rebound. France. Here comes the trap. Picks up the dribble over to Brockman. Brockman pushes up the floor. She's going to drive all the way in the lane, and she's going to be fouled. They're going to say it's on the floor. It's on Juneman. It is on McKenna Juneman. That's her first. Team seventh, so that's going to put in line of Brockman at the line for a 1-1. Hanover, though, is going to take a timeout. We'll take them as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Stay connected, stay informed. Get the Frankfort community's top stories every week. Frankfort Area News is a small-town community newspaper dedicated to their advertisers, subscribers, and community. The Frankfort Area News was established in 1991 and is the official paper of the City of Frankfort, City of Vermilion, and USD 380. They love receiving news from their readers. If you have an engagement, wedding, birth, family reunion, or something you think local readers would enjoy, or to subscribe, get in touch with the Frankfort Area News at 292-4726.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a traditional experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
3:14 back up or left on the clock here in the second quarter. Mariah Brockman at the line, shooting a 1-1. High arcing shot is good. That's the Hanover lead to 9. Looking to make it just 8 here as Mariah will get a second opportunity. Shot is up. And back of the rim, no good. But Kenna Brandt's going to get the rebound. She'll pull it out. That one's no good. Losey will clear it out for Hanover. 3 minutes to go here in the half. 20-11. Hanover with a lead. Kenna Juneman with the ball on the right wing. Bounce pass is tipped and taken away by Allie Comer. Comer up the floor. She'll drive to the left side. Now the Aubrey Rose. Rose to the high post to Brandt. Brandt. Bounce pass to Brockman. Brockman shot no good, and it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it is Frankfort ball. Emily Hendrickson back into the ballgame for Hanover. Inbound to Brockman. Brockman, she's called for the travel. 2:42 to play here in the half. 20-11. Hanover to lead and with the ball. Chandler Losey jogs up across midcourt. Over to the right side. Now to the left. To Bruna. Emma Bruna. Top now to Allison Juneman. Juneman with the ball. Over to Behrens. Behrens, top of the key. Bruna, Emma. Left side into Losey. Tiana back up top now to Juneman. Juneman. Now she'll dribble penetrate to the high post, out to Losey. Losey kicks it out. Little miscommunication there. They weren't sure. Emily Hendrickson thought it was going to Avery Behrens, and Avery thought it was going to Emily, and neither one went for it. So it goes out of bounds, and Frankfort gets it back. They'll inbound it in front of their own bench. Kenan Brandt gets it. Here comes the trap. Going to lob it up to Brockman. Back to Brandt. She'll bring it up down the lane, and she is fouled. She chucks it off as soon as the whistle's. I don't know if we're going to give her two shots or not. But it's on Losey. And they are going to give her two shots. Free throw up. And no good. And apparently they're not giving her two shots. And over the ball quickly down the floor. And it's knocked away by Brockman into the hands of Allie Tomer. She'll get it back to Mariah. She'll push it up across midcourt. Left side now to Kenan Brandt. Brandt, top of the key. Shirley now with the ball. 3-point shot, back of the rim, no good. rebounded by Bruna. And a whistle here. Did she step on the line? And we're going to have a foul called, I think, on Allie Telmer.
Yep.
That's her first, team's fifth. 1:40 to play here in the half. 20-11, Hanover with the lead. Over the left side to Hendrickson. Hendrickson dribble, penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it out. Over to Avery Behrens for three on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded by Aubrey Rose. Rose. She'll bring it up cross midcourt. Flips it up over to Shirley. Shirley down to Kenan Brandt. Brandt. Dribble penetrates, knocked out of her hand. And Hendrickson has it. She's going to drive. Nice bounce pass to the right side to Avery Behrens. 1:05 to play here in the first half. 22-11. Hanover lead. Franklin with the ball. Kenan Brandt drives. She is fouled. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. Sean Tuneman. Allison picks up her first. Team's ninth. The Kenan was in the act of shooting, so she'll get two. Free throw is up. Bang. Good. Lydia Loizzo into the ball game for Frankfurt. And Brandt will hit the next one. She hits them both. 22-13, Hanover to lead. Now with the ball just inside, a minute to play here in the half. Juno with the ball on the baseline. Cut around, jumper is good in the paint. Jason Shirley. Over to Kenan Brandt, now to Broxman, and Broxman lose the handle on the ball, but Hendrickson got a piece of it, so it'll stay Frankfurt ball with 42 seconds play in the half. Shirley inbounds it to Rose. Rose baseline back to Shirley. She thought about three. She'll dump it off down low to Kenan Brandt. Turnaround jumper is good. 30 seconds to play. Down to Juneman. Juneman shot, I think, partially tipped by Rose into the hands of Kenan Brandt now with 23 seconds to go in the half. 24-15, Hanover with the lead. And that ball's going to go out of bounds. A little too high for Broxman. Allie Tomer going back into the ballgame. Hanover gets the inbound to Tiana Losey. She'll jog it up, cross midcourt. Going too soon, they'll go for the final shot. Saulbommer gets it, looks up at the clock, over to Losey. Losey to the left side now with the Behrens. Behrens comes around to Hendrickson. Hendrickson, she'll drive in lane. Saulbommer puts it up, right for the buzzer, no good. At the end of one half, Hanover leads it 24-15. We'll take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfurt.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfurt, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC. Dial 268-0553 to reach Parthamer Electric, your local electrical expert. With nearly 20 years of experience, contact Parthamer Electric, a locally owned business, for all of your electrical needs. Whether you're looking for installation, operation, repair, or maintenance of your electrical system, count on your local electrical expert, Parthamer Electric. 268-0553.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Call Cruzy Dozer Service for all of your dirt work needs, including terrace building, tiling, or tree removal. They'll level ground for houses or other buildings, dig for foundation, and can finish landscape preparation. Dozers, excavator, skid loader, grader, and dump trucks ready to go to work. Call Cruzy Dozer Service at Frankfort, 713-1508, or find them on Facebook.
Your opportunity, your solution, your success. That's Soothers Feeds approach, and that's what sets us apart. I'm Leanne Linton, and I invite you to experience the Soother difference. We're about visiting the ranch, walking your pens, and weighing the options to develop a ration combination that will be the most efficient and profitable for your business. Soothers, a family-owned company that identifies opportunities and applies solutions for your success. Soother Feeds in Frankfort and online at sootherfeeds.com. Soother Feeds, where your success is our success.
Welcome back to Frankfort High School. We're at the half of the girls' game where Hanover leads Frankfort 24-15. Let's take a look at your scoring stats first for Hanover. Allison Juniman leads the way with 5 points. Let's try that again, shall we? Allison Juniman leads the way for Hanover with 5 points. McKenna Juniman and Singen Atkins with 4 points apiece. Emily Henriksen with 3, then Kadley Stahlbaumer, Emma Bruna, Tiana Losey, and Avery Behrens all with 2 points each. For Frankfort, they're led by Kenneth Brandt with 6, Mariah Broxman, Asa Shirley, and Allie Tomer all with 3 points. Hanover jumped out to a 10-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. They actually jumped out to a 6-0 lead about a minute and a half into the ballgame, and things slowed down for Hanover, but still keeping Frankfort off the scoreboard in the first quarter. Frankfort outscoring Hanover in the second quarter, 15-14. Hanover leads it here at the half, 24-15. Again, this is a first of two here for you this evening. The boys' game will follow this one, and it is King Queen of Quartz night here at Frankfort High School. The Queen candidates are Kenan Brandt, Grace Dressman, and Haley Jones. And the King candidates are Brandon Bussman, Brian Joseph, and Cade Schreiner. We'll go ahead and take a timeout, come back, get you ready for half number two after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
You don't ask that much from your propane provider. Just the basics. Competitive pricing, quick delivery, reliable service. And if there's an emergency, the assurance that you won't be left out in the cold. You get all of that from Wanklin Oil. If you're not getting what you want from your current propane dealer, call Wanklin Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Jared, Dennis, or Zach will make the transition easy. It's not a hassle. Wanklin Oil is covering more of Northeast Kansas and can get to you right away. Wanklin Oil, 1-800-794-2019. We've had the energy since 1926.
Midwest Products of Hanover offers ready-mix concrete available from 4 locations: Hanover, Washington, Lynn, and Clay Center. Midwest Products handle rock and sand. They have concrete construction crews available. And Midwest Products features crane rental. Quality employees help produce quality products. Midwest Products, Hanover. Phone toll-free, 1-800-371-2252.
If you are searching for a pleasant family restaurant with a delightful atmosphere, stop looking. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover is what you want. They feature hot meals at moderate prices, comfortable seating, and good service. Their friendly staff will make sure you enjoy your meal and that it is served quickly and piping hot. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover, Kansas is the restaurant to go to often and take your hearty appetites anytime. For the past 50 years, ask anyone the best place to dine, and they'll mention Ricky's Cafe, Hanover, serving this community for 50 years.
F&A Construction will build it right. Call today for a quick quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. Enjoy your home more and increase its value with F&A Construction. They'll tackle your every project to make sure it's done right. For complete construction services, call on F&A Construction today at 292-4692. That's 292-4692.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
And welcome back to Frankfort High School. We're at the half here between Hanover and Frankfort. Hanover leads it 24-15. Let's take a look at your scoring once again. First, for visiting Hanover, they're led by Allison Juneman with 5. Then McKenna Juneman and Sagan Atkins, each with 4 points apiece. Emily Hendrickson with 3. Then Cadley Stahlbomber, Emma Bruna, Tiana Losey, and Avery Behrens with 4 points apiece. For Frankfort, Kenan Brandt leads the way with 6 points. Then Mariah Broxman, Keisha Shirley, and Allie Tomer all with 3 apiece. Hanover led it 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. And Frankfort outscoring Hanover in the second, 15-14, but Hanover hanging on to that 24-15 lead here at the half. We're going to get ready for half number two, just about a minute and a half away after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Flint Hills Mechanical is a call away for your plumbing work, heating, and air conditioning. Backed up or won't drain? Call Flint Hills Mechanical. New and existing plumbing work, plus heating and air conditioning, as well as custom sheet metal service. Call on Flint Hills Mechanical. Find them on Facebook or give them a shout at 785-313-0103. Flint Hills Mechanical, Frankfort.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
And original starters on the floor for Frankfort: Allie Tomer, Aubrey Rose, Mariah Broxman, Kenan Brandt, and Tara Fox. And McKenna Juneman, Kathleen Stahlbomber, Emma Bruna, Tiana Losey, and Allison Juneman for Frankfort. So original starters in for both teams. Kenan Brandt with the ball to start it here in the second half. Tara Fox back up top to Brandt. Brandt going down low to Broxman. Broxman on the block. Tips it up and in. Mariah with 5, and Frankfort wasting no time getting on the scoreboard here in the second half. Kathleen Stahlbomber with the ball over the left side. Now up top over to Juneman. Allison to the right side. Into McKenna. McKenna Juneman back up top over to Bruna for 3. Back of the rim, no good, but rebound tracked down by Juneman. So swinging over to Stahlbomber. She's going to drive. Baseline goes up, and she is fouled by either Fox or Brand. To be on Kenan Brandt. That's her second. So Kathy Stahlbomber at the line. She'll be shooting 2. Free throw is good. Second second opportunity on the way. Shot is up, rims in and out, and no good. Kenan Brandt with the rebound for Frankfurt. Kenan bringing the ball off the floor. Over to the right side to Broxman. Broxman near the baseline, going to lob it to Tomer on the high post. She'll go back out to Broxman. Ryan drives baseline, stops the block, and puts it up in the end. So Frankfurt out to a 4-0 run here to start the 4-2 run with the, and I can't count, 3. I should just stop trying to do math on the fly. You think I'd learn by now. Kenna Brandt with a ball for Frankfurt. Over to Rose, now to Broxman. Down to Toma on the block. She'll turn, pick up the shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Losey comes up with it. Losey up the floor. Quickly up the floor. She'll drive, turn, stops in the corner. And she's going to flip it. It's going to go on the other side. But Toma had a piece of it. Wait a minute here. Okay, I was going to say, all three officials were looking at each other, and I was shocked the back row violation hadn't been called, and all of a sudden they looked at each other for a couple seconds or a second, like, oh yeah, hey, over and back. I thought Coach Eller was going to lose it because it came over right in front of him. Boxing with the ball now over to Kenan Brandt. Brandt lost the handle. Well, thought maybe it was touched by Hanover, but it was not, so it's a traveling called on Frankfurt. 25-19, Hanover with the lead. Stahlbommer with it on the left side. Drives baseline, kicks it out over to Bruno for three. Shots out of the rim. Tomer grabs the rebound. Kenan Brandt now with a long baseball pass to Broxman. She's got a wide open look to Lane and lays it up hand-to-hand. And Frankfurt... Yeah, Frankfurt takes the timeout. 5:50 to go here in the third, and it's just a 4-point lead now for Hanover, 25-21. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Quality health care dedicated to your satisfaction. That's the standard of the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, your choice for quality care right where you live. Caring is our calling. Call us at 337-2214.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas. A Pryout Wildcat Booster, that's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Been called for the foul on the inbound, and she was trying to clear out some room and got called for the offensive foul, so Hanover will get it. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter, 25-21, Hanover with the lead, Losey with it, left wing, she'll stop and pop the three, and it's good for Losey. Her first point since the first quarter. Kenan Brandt with it, flips it up now to Casey Shirley. Shirley into Tomer. Tomer in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Shot no good. Losey with a rebound. She's off of the races. Quickly up the floor. Off to the left side. Now she'll hold. Waits for everyone else. Over to Bruna. Bruna drives at the free throw line. Shot rims in and out. No good. Kenan Brandt with a rebound. Long pass to Shirley. Shirley drives to the left side. Now back to Brandt. Brandt one dribble over to Broxman. Broxman shifts. Pull back out over to Brandt. Left side to Shirley. High post to Tomer. Going underneath the Broxman. She'll go up. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and she's fouled on the second attempt. She'll go to the line to shoot two. John Allison Juneman, that's her second. Broxman with 9 points. 6 here in the second quarter, in the third quarter, she'll hit that free throw. Number zero, Lydia Loizzo into the ball game for Frankfurt. Brockman, second shot is up high. Arcing shot, back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound between Loizzo and Subotrisky. And do we have a foul or what? Yep, it's going to be on Loizzo. It'll be her first, team's third. And Hanover is going to take a timeout. 28-22 Hanover. Gilson High School basketball on KMDY.
71 degrees all the way.
73 degrees, please.
So what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with professional Rheem HVAC service that'll keep your home comfy year-round, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits. So enjoy a new degree of comfort.
72 degrees, and I'm good to go.
Get professional service and all brands of equipment. Call B&W Electric in Hanover, your local Rheem contractor, at 785-337-2598 today.
4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Hanover on top, 28-22. Avery Behrens with the ball. She'll bring it up across the midcourt. Hands it off to Losey. Tiana comes back to the right side of Stahlbaumer. Going right back to Tiana. She'll lose the handle on the ball and somehow gets it to Zabotrisky, who'll clear it back out. Stahlbaumer with it. She'll back it up. Left side now over to Bruna. Bruna going down low over to Juneman. Juneman has the ball stripped out of the hands. Fox has it, lobs it up over to Kenan Brand. Brand drives to the right side. Now she'll hold. Hands it off to Mariah Brockman. She'll dribble, penetrate, goes to the block, goes up, and good. And Mariah Brockman is just taken over here in the third quarter for Frankfurt. Hanover's lead just 4 points now. And Callie Stahlbaumer, she's going to be fouled. I think you're going to say it's on the floor. So Mariah Brockman with 12 points, 9 here in the third quarter. We'll call that on Kenneth Brand. Callie Stahlbaumer is going to get the inbound. She'll put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Allison Juneman. Juneman. Back up top now to Zabotrisky, over to the right side to Avery Behrens. Behrens, cross court pass to Stahlbaumer, flying to the hoop, lays it up and in. 30-24, Hanover with the lead. Kenan Brown with the ball over to Brockman. Brockman, dribble penetrates, has a wide open look in the lane. Holy cow, is she open. 30-26, Hanover with the lead and with the ball, 3:18 to play here in the third. Stahlbaumer with it on the left side in front of the Hanover bench. Gets a pick, comes around to the right side, picks up her dribble, goes cross-court over to Losey. Losey, one dribble now with Allison Juneman. Juneman, left side to Behrens. Avery, she'll come around to the right, back to Zabotrisky. She's going to drive baseline, loses a handle on the ball, and goes out of bounds. Aubrey Rose and Allie Chomer back in for Frankfurt. Sagan Atkins in for Hanover. Frankfurt has definitely come alive here in the third quarter. Brock's over the ball. She'll drive to the right side. Losey knocks it away. It's loose on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. And the possession will go to Hanover. So if you just joined us, Frankfurt was held scoreless in the first quarter. Hanover, with 2:45 left to go here in the third, has only scored 2 points here in the third quarter. Hanover leads it 30-26. Going down low to the right side, and nice pass by Atkins to Avery Behrens. She'll put it up and in. Brockman with it, up top to Rose. Aubrey, right back to Brockman. Mariah looking in over to Rose. Rose, one dribble, back to Brockman. She'll drive into the corner on the block, turnaround jumper, rims in and out, no good. Atkins with the rebound. Over and out to Juneman, Juneman, now to Losey. Avery Behrens with the ball. She'll dribble, penetrate to the baseline, up top over to Zabotrisky, swings it over to Stahlbaumer. Alvin Losey. Losey pulls up for three on the wing. Back of the rim, no good. Stahlbomber went right back to her. Now she'll swing it back up over to Losey. Losey now to Atkins at the top of the key to the right side to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber going back to Atkins on the block. And she'll somehow whip it in and good. I think she was about a millimeter away from traveling. Rockman with the ball to Rose. Rose, she's called for the travel. Thought about a three. She kind of went up, and then Stahlbomber was right there. And Rose came back down with it. Tara Fox back into the ballgame for Frankfurt. Lorenzo goes out. 1.5 to go in the third. 34-26, Hanover with a lead. Losey over the right side to Atkins. Now on the wing over to Hendrickson. Hendrickson up top over to Zabotrisky. Left side to Avery Behrens. Behrens beyond the three-point line. Bounce pass to Zabotrisky. Tagan goes to the right side. Now back to Atkins. Atkins dribble penetrates to the free throw line. Back to Zabotrisky. She'll think about a three. She'll drive. Takes it to Hendrickson. Hands it off to Losey. Losey brings it back up to midcourt. Comes back to the left side, now to Hendrickson. Hendrickson back out over to Losey. Looks like Hanover very well might go over the final shot of the third quarter. And as I say that, Avery Behrens drives the lane, and she is fouled. It's going to be on Keisha Shirley. That's her first. Team's fifth. Behrens at the line. Free throw is good. Now Bruna back in the ball game for Hanover. Behrens second free throw. Back of the rim. No good. Rose with a rebound. Roxman with it. 37 seconds to play here in the third. 35-26, Hanover with the lead. Three-point shot by Rose, no good. Rebounded by Behrens. Behrens gets it up over to Bruna. Emma to Hendrickson. 22 seconds to go in the half, or in the third quarter. Up top to Zabotrisky. Back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Rose. 15 seconds to go in the third. 35-26. Hanover lead. Brocksman bounce pass to Tomer. Tomer on the block. Goes up short. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. And that one's good. Great concentration and foul through by Tomer. And at the end of three, Hanover leads it 35-28. We'll take a timeout. Come back for quarter number four after this.
Stay connected, stay informed. Get the Frankfurt community's top stories every week. Frankfurt Area News is a small-town community newspaper dedicated to their advertisers, subscribers, and community. The Frankfurt Area News was established in 1991 and is the official paper of the City of Frankfurt, City of Vermilion, and USD 380. They love receiving news from their readers. If you have an engagement, wedding, birth, family reunion, or something you think local readers would enjoy, or to subscribe, get in touch with the Frankfurt Area News at 292-4726.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfurt. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt outscoring Hanover 13-11. In the third quarter, Frankfurt cut it to within four. Hanover scored some quick buckets. Send the lead back up to seven as we start the fourth quarter. Ken and Brandt with the ball for Frankfurt as they start the fourth. Rose back to Brandt. Brandt on the wing, comes back left and intercepted by Losey. And then Losey is fouled by Aubrey Rose. Her second, team six, so no shooting. Juneman up top to Losey. Over the left side to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber dribbles left, spins, dumps it off down low to Emma Bruna. It's knocked away by Kenan Brandt. It'll stay Hanover ball. Inbound to Losey. Baseline three on the wing. And she'll hit it. She's got eight. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game. Mariah Broxman driving down baseline. Lobs it up to Rose. Bounce pass to Fox. Fox underneath to Tomer. It's knocked away, but Tomer tries to get it back and steps out of bounds with it. So Hanover will get it back. Just started the fourth quarter. 7:15 to play here in the ball game. Juniman with the ball. Hanover on top by 10. 38-28. Losey with the ball on the baseline. Left side. Lobs it up top to Juniman. Juniman swings it over the right side to Stahlbaumer. Cadley dribble penetrates. Hands it back up. Top over to McKenna Juniman. Juniman left side to Bruna. Bruna back to Stahlbaumer. She thought about a three. She'll go up top over to Juniman. Juniman holds. Now the left side back to McKenna. McKenna to Allison. Back to McKenna. Now to Stahlbaumer. Back up top to Allison Juniman. Hanover definitely slowing it down here to start the fourth quarter. Over to Stahlbaumer on the right side. I guess they kind of figure if Frankfurt doesn't have the ball, they can't score. Now to the left, over to Cadley Stahlbaumer. McKenna Juniman back to Cadley. Comes around to the left side. She's going to drive near the paint. Tara Fox knocks it loose, and she'll pick up the loose ball. Kenna Brandt will pick it up. So Frankfurt will get the steal. Brandt over the left side. Into Tomer. It's knocked away by Losey. It will stay Frankfurt ball. Case is Shirley checking back into the ballgame. 6 minutes to play here in the fourth. Hanover on top, 38-28. Bounce pass to Tomer. Tomer has the ball knocked out of her hands, and Stahlbaumer picks it up. Losey jogging the ball off the floor. She'll cross midcourt. Over to Hendrickson, beyond the three-point line, up top. Now to Juniman, Juniman to Hendrickson. Hendrickson picks up her dribble over to Losey. Losey drives in the corner, cross the foul, court pass to Stahlbaumer. But it's going to be tripped and taken away by Kenan Brandt. Brandt up the floor for Frankfurt. She'll drive to the free throw line, kicks it out over to Shirley for three on the wing, and it's good. And Frankfurt takes the timeout, 38-31, Hanover with 5:20 to go in the fourth. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry. And what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card used through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
.522 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Hanover on top, 38-31. It's Hanover ball on the far side of the floor. Hendrickson gets it into Tiana Losey. Losey. She'll jog it up, cross midcourt. Dribbling to her left. Throws right over the right side to Emma Bruna. Bruna to Hendrickson. Hendrickson back up top. Ball tipped. It's loose. And Allie Chalmers is going to get the steal. She's going to drive in the lane, and it's good. Little jump stop. 5-point lead for Hanover. 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Losey with it. She'll dribble penetrate to the free throw line. Over to Hendrickson. Hendrickson along the sideline. Picks up her dribble. And she is either going to be fouled. Nope. timeout taken by Hanover. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
New Holland Dealer Days are back. Can-Equip is opening their doors to help you tackle the season ahead. Special preseason savings are available, featuring 0% financing and cash back offers on select New Holland hay tools, tractors, and material handling equipment. Thinking about trading in? New Holland Dealer Days is the time. Stop by Can-Equip in Marysville today to learn about all the preseason savings going on.
For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
4:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hanover on top, 38-33. It will be Hanover ball on the far sideline. Emily Hendrickson gets it in to Tiana Losey. Losey back to Hendrickson. Hendrickson comes around up top over to Atkins. Atkins left side to Juniman. McKenna, dribble penetrates. Now with an Emma Bruna. Bruna to Hendrickson. Hendrickson to the right side, just inside the three-point line. She'll bring it back up top. Now to McKenna. McKenna, gentlemen, she'll drive baseline underneath the basket. She's going to be fouled. It's on Tomer. It's her second. Team seventh, so that's going to put Emma Bruna at the line for a 1-1, and it's good. Emma Bruna with 3 points. And a 6-point lead for Hanover. Takes her time. Free throw is up. Back at the rim. Bounces high, and Kenna Brandt with the rebound. Long pass to Broxerman. Broxerman lobs it now to Shirley. Shirley back over to Kennan Brandt. Quick little left side to Rose. Rose back to Kennan. Thought about a three. Over to Shirley. Now to Rose on the left side. She'll pull up a three. That's no good. Kennan Brandt with a rebound and put back. That's no good. And Atkins will get it and should clear it out. Tegan off the floor now to Losey. Losey left side. Over to McKenna Juniman. Juniman, left wing beyond the three-point line. Goes left. Turns right. We got a whistle here. So on Aubrey Rose, that's her third. That's the eighth foul, and I don't know why no one. Okay, now they're going to the free throw line. Emily Hendrickson at the line. Free throw is up and good. .339 to play here in the fourth. And the second free throw, no good. Broxer with a rebound. 40-33, Hanover on top. Frankfurt with a ball. Kenna Brandt. Right side to Shirley. Shirley back to Kennan on the left wing. And the pass is intercepted by Losey. Tiana is going to drive the lane, lays it up and in. She's got 10. It's 42-33. Hanover, 3:12 to play here in the fourth quarter. High post to Broxerman. Broxerman drives to the block. Hands it off to Tomer. Tomer has it knocked away. And we're going to have a foul here either on Rose or Tomer. It'll be foul number 9, so still a 1-1. And now we've got a technical foul. Well, the foul is on Tomer. And then the technical foul on Tomer. Ooh. I think that official might have given her a break because Tomer, as she was walking back, said something fairly loud to Ebert after the technical foul. And the official turned and looked. Maybe he didn't hear what he thought he heard for sure, but he looked at it for a second like I thought he was going to run her. And Hendrickson misses the free throw. Well, he must have said something after the foul, because as she was walking away, you could see she was saying something, and the official blew the whistle. Okay, so that was, right there was the two free throws for the foul. But she only got three shots. Books right, so I'm not sure. Hanover gets it anyway. Kiana Losey, she'll drive to the left side, kicks it out over to Hendrickson. Hendrickson, now to Stahlbar, Cadley drives, weaves her way through, lays it up and in. She's got 7, 45-33, Hanover with the lead, Tara Fox with the ball. Over to Shirley. Shirley now to Kenneth Brand. Brand left side. She'll drive in the lane. Back of the rim. No good. Hendrickson with a rebound. She'll get it up over to Losey. Losey up the floor. 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hanover on top. 45-33. Stahlbar with the ball near the sideline. She'll get a pick. Drive. Loses the handle on the ball. Brockman's there to pick it up. Mariah weaving her way through the defense, takes it all the way, coast to coast, lays it up and in. She had 11 in the third quarter. That's just her first bucket of the fourth quarter. 10-point lead for Hanover, 1:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Over the right side now to Emma Bruna, and she is going to be fouled. And that's on Audrey Rose, and that's her fourth. Bruno with 3 points. And back of the rim, no good. McKenna Juneman back in the ballgame. Stahlbomber goes out for Hanover. Second one is up and good. Tiggins Abitruski in the ballgame for Hanover. 46-35, 11-point lead for Hanover. Frankfurt with the ball. Boxman goes up top. Now to the left side to Kenan Brandt. Brandt now over the Rose for three. Side of the rim. Tracking out her own rebound, but it'll be gotten by Tiana Losey. Losey now to Zabotrisky. She's going to drive in the lane. Nice pass to the left side to Allison Juneman, who will put it up and in. 48-35. Hanover on top. 1:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. Rose puts up a three-point shot. No good. Tiana Losey with the rebound, and Mariah Brockman's going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second, team's 10th. We're in the double bonus now. It looks like Atkins and Stahlbomber are set to check back in for Hanover. Losey, first free throw is good. Emma Bruna and Avery Barron will also come in. Stahlbomber looks like she's going to check in for Lozier. ...50-35, Hanover with the lead with 1:05 to play here in the fourth quarter. And what do we got here? Got a whistle here by the officials. Not sure what's going on here. They're having two of the three officials are having a conversation. Coach Ebert, not real thrilled about what's going on here. Frankfurt's going to get the ball. Not sure what the situation was. Kenna Brand on the right wing. She'll pull up for three, and it is good. 50-38, Hannibal on top, 57 seconds to play, and Frankfurt takes the timeout. We'll take one as well. U.S. High School Basketball on KMEY.
Santa has come and gone, and hopefully your stocking was full of money. If that's the case, and you're itching to spend a little something on yourself, head over to Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They've got a great selection of DeWalt and Milwaukee tools to add to your collection. Hand tools, power tools, and of course, the popular cordless leaf blower or the cordless chainsaw. Both designed to make your tasks easier. Put your money to good use at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hanover on top, 50-38. It'll be Hanover ball on the far baseline. Atkins will inbound it. Frankfurt applying some pressure on the inbound, and Kenna Brand almost gets the steal, but instead she's going to be called for the foul. And that'll put Kevin Stahlbomber at the line. Third foul on Brandt. Stahlbomber with 7 points. Shot is up and good. Second free throw on the way. And she'll hit it. 52-38, Hanover on top. Mariah blocks a little ball for Frankfurt. Over to Kenan Brandt. Brandt comes around, gets a pick to the left side to Shirley. Shirley now to Rose. Rose drives, and we have a kick call. We do. So Frankfurt will get it back underneath their own basket. Lob it going over to Kenneth Brand, but it's tipped away by Stahlbomber, and Catley's going to get it. Drive. She is fouled, and the bucket is good. And then Brand will pick up her fourth. And Stahlbomber will go to the line. And actually, I was wrong in the book. Kenneth Brand, that's her fifth. But she'll foul out with eight. Free throw, good. So Stahlbomber gets the three-point play. 55-38, Hanover lead. Frankfurt with the ball. Tara Fox from the high post out to Loizzo. High arcing three-point shot, no good. Rose with a rebound and putback, that's no good. And she'll track down her own board. Asa Shirley now with the ball. Going to Fox. Fox on the block. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. That's no good. Roxman with the board. She'll go off and she is fouled. And Chris Feigman, head coach for Hanover, just sitting on the bench. He got that technical foul, but he's shaking his head. Not thrilled probably with the rebounding. And he is going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KMEY.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
.4 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. Hanover on top, 55-38. After going scoreless in the first quarter for Frankfurt, they ended up cutting it within four at a few different times during this ball game. I think just the defensive pressure, just a bit too much. Clive Roxman, she had an awesome third quarter. Been 11 in the third. She's got 16 total. Make it 17 as she hits that free throw. But she had 11 of the 13 points for Frankfurt in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. And rebound is going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say Loizo was the last to touch it. So Hanover will get it back. Inbound. Brockman tips it away. It'll stay Hanover ball. Emma Bruna gets it in to Avery Barron. Barron's along the sideline, closing out the ball, and Brockman fouls her. 6 seconds left. Never been a big fan of that. There's no reason for an intentional foul with 6 seconds left when you're down 16 points. Losey will hit the free throw. Second shot on the way for the senior is good. 57-39, Hanover lead. Frankfurt with the ball. Boxman lost the handle. Gets it up over to Sterling at the buzzer. No good. Hanover will win it. 57-39. We will take a timeout, come back, wrap up game number one after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.